Student's Book, pages 74 and 75. The Time Travellers. 2. Read and listen to the story to check your answers.
Lost in the City. Phoebe bought a little guidebook about Istanbul from the tourist office. The time travellers sat down to read it.
Let's go sightseeing, said Phoebe.
She was so excited. The photos in her book were wonderful.
This city's great, Patrick said. Let's go.
They made a list of all the sights they wanted to see.
We should go by underground, said Phoebe. This city's so big. We can't walk all day.
The nearest underground station was called Taksim. It was full of people and hard to move quickly.
There's the train! Quick!
Patrick shouted. Patrick and Alex pushed through the crowd and jumped onto the train. Phoebe wasn't fast enough. The doors closed before she could get in. She didn't know what to do.
Stop!
She shouted. But that didn't help. Alex and Patrick talked about what to do. How would they find Phoebe in a city of more than 12 million people?
Let's go and see all the sights we wanted to see,
Patrick said.
Phoebe knows what they are. I'm sure we'll find her at one of them.
The boys spent 6 hours in Istanbul. They visited the Blue Mosque, with its beautiful blue tiles. They visited the Bosphorus Bridge and the spice market, but they didn't find Phoebe. They were really worried.
Can I help you?
A voice said.
I'm Ali.
Ali was about the same age as them, and he was very friendly. Alex and Patrick told him what had happened.
You lost your friend at the underground station in Taksim. She's probably waiting for you there,
he said.
Of course,
Alex and Patrick shouted.
Let's go back to Taksim.
Sure enough, when the three boys arrived at Taksim, they found Phoebe waiting on the platform where they had last seen her.
I'm so sorry,
Patrick said.
It wasn't very clever that we got on the train without you.
Phoebe laughed.
I'm so happy we're together again. So happy. But what did you do all day?
The boys told her about all the beautiful places.
I'd love to see them too,
Phoebe said.
We can go and see them tomorrow,
said Ali.
That's a great idea,
said Phoebe.
But we can't stay.
Why not?
Asked Ali.
Istanbul is beautiful.
I know,
Phoebe said sadly. She was looking up towards the escalator, where there was a yellow glow. Ali was unhappy to say goodbye. He saw his three new friends going up the escalator. They waved at him. Then they slowly moved into the light and were gone in a flash.